Hello, my name is Royce Gomez, founder of Royce Talks, and I have been recognized as a leading authority for coaching and training entrepreneurs and executives, speaking to audiences ranging from 20 to over 1,000. My articles have been published in the Huffington Post, Small Business Expert Forum, and Unlimited Woman magazine, and I am the author of two brand new books released in the spring of 2018, 27 Secrets of Marketing, Your Ticket to Maximum Revenue, and The Secrets of Leadership, Leading to Your Maximum Potential. I have effectively coached successful business owners and written content for hundreds of companies. And today we are talking to an extremely talented woman. Mary Kravitz is our very special guest. And she was diagnosed with extreme adrenal exhaustion. And when she got this, she thought she could take time off guilt-free. And today she is a sought-after business development expert and international speaker, working with clients who want to attract high-end clients without working nights and weekends. Mary Simply Get Clients, Systems to Expand Your Business Without Working Nights and Weekends, or More Clients, Less Marketing, Create More Leads and Income by Doing Less, teaches how to cut through the marketing overwhelm and create a customized client generation plan to start attracting ideal clients. So I want to now welcome Mary and hear more about her story. Welcome, Mary.
Thanks so much, Royce.
My pleasure.
Yeah, so as you mentioned, I did have a bit of a hiccup in my career. I think most people have. But when I started this business of working with other entrepreneurs to help them with their client generation, I was like my own worst student. Do as I say, not as I do, in the beginning, which we can sometimes do. And within about a year of running around like a crazy person, complicating everything, trying to do everything, I completely burned out. I was diagnosed with adrenal exhaustion, and I found myself with about 4 hours of energy a week to maintain my business. And I didn't want to lose my business, of course. So even in my illness, even in that really depressed health time period, I knew my mind was still going. I still had to save this business because, frankly, my mortgage still had to get paid. They actually didn't care, believe it or not, that I was sick.
Right.
They still wanted to get paid. So what I did during that time is I took care of myself. I consulted with less traditional doctors because of just the way I approach my health. And with regards to my business, I just created shortcuts. I think from a very young age, I was always considered lazy because I always wanted to find the easiest way to do things. I always believed there were shortcuts and cutting out steps and so forth. And I applied this kind of this gifting that I have to the situation I was in. And I created shortcuts. I created hacks. I figured out, okay, what is it that if I've only got 4 hours a week, how do I keep this business going? Because it wasn't huge at that time, but it was paying the bills.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to figure out how to keep going. And it was, you know, I speak on this all the time, and a lot of time I go march through it and I say, so this is what happened, and then it was all awesome and everything. But the truth is there are still repercussions health-wise for that. This week I actually had another kind of down week where I just had no energy. So it was hard. I'm a very ambitious person. I my heart is to help people to succeed, and I was literally like lying sideways on the couch watching America's Next Top Model. That is what I had energy for. I mean, just junk television and not even sitting up.
Mm-hmm.
It was
Now, you mentioned hacks, and hacks is a buzzword today. So can you share with some of the entrepreneurs out there what kinds of hacks you found to be effective and how you implemented them and systematized them?
Yes, absolutely. So when I say hacks, I don't know what the actual definition is. But I usually think of them as like shortcuts. What are ways to make your work easier? So two things. I'll give you the system and then the shortcut. So the system I had to figure out was what was actually bringing in clients, because I was running around like a crazy person. I was trying everything. I was doing networking groups and speaking and podcasts and you name it. And the fact is, even without getting sick, I should have taken time to evaluate what was working. And so what I did, and this is a great exercise for anyone listening, I wrote down, here is all the stuff I'm doing. Here's all the marketing, all of the tactics, all of the stuff that I am doing that I think I should be doing that's dancing a polka in my head, driving me crazy. And I made a big long column. And then a second column right next to it, I wrote down the names of my clients, the people who actually hired me. And I checked back which clients. Where did these clients come from? What marketing strategy did they come from? And what I found, which is what most people find, is that only two or three marketing strategies are actually bringing you results. And that's what I found. So I immediately just forgave myself for the entire messy list of something like 20 marketing strategies I thought I had to be doing, and I cut it down to two or three. So that's probably, that's the evaluation that I teach around the world, and it saves people. Sometimes it'll say, I have one instance where it saves someone $50,000 in marketing research.
You know what? It really does work. I just recorded a brand new video for my video series yesterday, and that was one of the several questions that I asked people to examine about their business, was really looking at where the clients come in at and what marketing efforts are working and what ones aren't, because you can eliminate a lot of stress and wasted money and invested energy once you answer that question for yourself. So thank you for validating one of the questions I asked yesterday in my webinar series.
Perfect. Yeah. That is huge. So then I took that information, and what I found was the places people were coming from was speaking referrals and network and my email newsletter. Now, this is for me. For everybody, this is not the answer for everybody, by the way. One of the great things about that evaluation is it instantly customizes for each person what's going to work best for their business. For me, it was my newsletter, speaking, and referrals. So what I did was I didn't do any speaking during that time. It just was not feasible. So I just kind of forgave myself that, and I combined the referrals and the newsletter. So my way of doing the newsletter is I continued to do the newsletter once a week. I had to stay visible, and I would ask for a referral. So this is leverage. This is doing one thing and having it combine several strategies so you're getting more results. So I asked for referrals. And then as far as content, I really didn't have the creative energy to create original content. So I found YouTube videos like TED Talks that I found inspiring and helpful. And I would say, hey, you know what? I found this really great, really helpful. Just take 5 minutes instead. And so that went out to my list instead of creating original content. So it was, I think, a better way to say it is, it's actually not shortcuts or hacks. It's really simplifying. It's really simplifying and narrowing down the time I need to put in. And in my business, literally, it took me about 2 to 3 months about 3 months to get really back to full energy. Actually, probably about 6 months. But I could actually start working a bit more after 3 months. And my business had actually grown during that time, narrowing everything down.
Yeah, now you had mentioned that you had limited energy, maybe 4 hours a week, but the following mm-hmm. year your income tripled. And I know mm-hmm. with my coaching clients, part of what I do is help them clarify their vision and their message, and they get quick results where their income doubles or triples too. But mm-hmm. I want to hear what secrets you have and what worked for your personal journey. Mm-hmm. So if you could transition from the physical challenges to what was next for you and how that was transformational, that would be great.
Absolutely. So about the next 2 years, I continued to just simplify. And what happened was I noticed there were 6 major areas that is, as long as I was incredibly intentional and specific with my client generation, and this is, by the way, to preface all of this, what I'd taken my eye off of is that the main job in my business, the main focus had to be client generation. Got distracted by so many things, so many opportunities, so many client generation. So that was the first, like, aha, I really had to embrace at a very deep level. And that's one of the things I talk to my clients about, too. They're service-based people. It's like, if you aren't crystal clear and intentional about your client generation, you're not going to be working. You're not going to be earning money. So I got crystal clear about, basically, I took the path that I now take my clients on. So I got clear that client generation is the key. That's where my business name, Simply Get Clients, comes from. And then what I refined over the next couple of years is the understanding that there's 6 areas. And if you're very intentional, very clear about those 6 areas, then your business runs very, very simply, very easily, and client generation happens with minimal amount of effort. But it's in the intentionality and specificity. So I got very intentional about my plan. That was the first element. Plan is vision, values, pricing, goals. Those had to be set, because it doesn't matter how many leads you get, if your pricing is off or you're out of alignment with your values or your vision, you're going to build a business that doesn't sustain you and it feels like somebody else's. So mm-hmm. that was the first element. I had to get critical, like super clear about why it was I was doing it. The second part was actually the first part I did, which was the marketing plan, that proactive marketing plan. How do we narrow it down? So I am doing putting the efforts in that are going to get me the best results. And then further refined that with a third piece, which was ideal client, like really understanding who they are so that I could show up where they are in high concentration. Again, leveraged, most bang for the buck. The next piece was the messaging. That's number 4. Taking what I know about my ideal clients, getting into their heads, and then just zeroing in on the top 3 things that all of my clients obsess about, want, need, and think about all the time. I'm getting really clear about that. So no matter where you find me, online, in person, speaking, whatever, the message is always the same. Mm-hmm. And the next piece was sales and closing. That was number 5, sales and closing, knowing exactly how to have a conversation with someone that's very empowering to both people and closes the sale. So I don't feel pushy, salesy, icky, like I'm trying to convince people. And then the last element was time management. Now, these were all like very kind of floaty, like they were all just working in my life. But over a period of a couple of years, they really solidified and I started to notice the patterns. And it evolved into a system. And the thing I'm most proud of in this system is that it's like a framework that my clients bring their brilliance to, and then they apply it in a way that makes sense to them. So it's not cookie cutter, like, okay, Royce, you have to do it my way, and Jenny has to do it my way, and Jack has to do it my way. It's all very customizable and designed that way to really melt resistance so that people do move forward with real customized steps.
Excellent. Yeah, I love those 6 ways to simplify, and I think that that's important. Too many of us, I was just speaking to a client the other day. I said I used to run around to 2 and 3 networking events a day, and yeah, it just thinking that the busier I was and the more people I connected to, the more my business would grow, and that was not true at all. And when mm-hmm. you get really clear about, like you said, Mary, where to find your clients in high concentration and be intentional about connecting with them there. Now I have, you know, three places a month that I connect with versus
yeah.
two to three a day. And
oh
what
gosh.
A huge difference that makes in investing your time in the right place.
Exactly.
Well,
oh, we are just
to...
two peas in a pod.
Maybe, Mary, it sounds like we have some synergy, doesn't it?
It does.
I want to take a moment away from our conversation and thank one of my sponsors who makes this show possible for us. I have Veru LLC, and you can find them at virtualassistantsrue.com. These two sisters, Kalanette and Noah, are dedicated entrepreneurs that take pride in providing fast turnaround and delivering excellent results with your virtual assisting needs. And you can reach them more or find out more about them at virtualassistantsrue.com. They believe that teamwork divides the task and multiplies the success. Thank you, Team LaRue, for helping me in my business and sharing your professional expertise with others. I truly appreciate you. And my second sponsor is Pivot Business Consulting. Pivot Business Consulting facilitates training and coaching in leadership development, team communication, team building, and process improvement. Intern Pursuit, a subsidiary, matches students to employers using a proprietary algorithm much like Match.com. They provide assessments and help employers document interns' tasks. You can find out more about them at pivotbusinessconsulting.com. And thank you to my sponsors for making this conversation with Mary Kravitz today possible on Thrive, A Woman's Journey to Victory. Now, Mary, I want to get back to your story, and you shared how your business transformed from barely plugging along and focused on your health challenges to really tripling in income and helping other entrepreneurs do the same. So if you can share a couple of tips that you could use and share with our audience that would allow them to go from a similar place to where you were to the success you've been able to experience, I would love to hear your wisdom. Can you share two or three things with our listeners?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'd love to. I think the first thing is ask for help sooner rather than later. I think about, and I, that can be on, at all levels, like with your health, with your business, with your family, with whatever it is. I love that one of your sponsors is a team of virtual assistants, because that is, I think it's one of the things that women have a really hard time with, is asking for help, but that's, it's incredibly important. So coaches, mentors, assistants, getting your family more involved, saying no to things that don't serve you. That's actually one way of getting help is by just saying no and getting really clear about where you need to be involved in the business. But asking for help is huge. And sooner rather than later. And exploring it sooner rather than later, even if you don't know exactly what it is you need, interview people, talk to people. And the other thing is really trust your gut. And I'm going to move into the concept of when you get help around your business, because one of the things, and Royce, I know you've seen this, is in our industry, with training and coaching on how to grow your business, how to get more clients, get your marketing in order, there's a lot of garbage out there. There are programs that are charging ridiculous price points, and they are incredibly complicated. They bury you in content, which makes it actually makes a lot of times what I've seen is it causes people to question themselves instead of empowering them to move forward. So if you are exploring getting help, and your gut is saying, this guy sounds like a crackpot, I'm listening to all of this and it sounds like I'm just going to be overwhelmed by learning, learning, learning. I'm getting exhausted or the technology seems overwhelming. Trust your gut. There are a lot of people out there, and find the person who really speaks to you.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. There is a lot of
garbage is the nicest word.
Yes, there are some programs that are not so great and effective, and you can get bogged down and overwhelmed with too much information that's irrelevant to you. And so I love the fact that you say customized solutions for entrepreneurs, because I, too, believe in a one-on-one customized solution for my clients, because if you just take course after course after course, much of it doesn't apply to your business, and you do get overwhelmed and confused and lack even more clarity than when you started. So, yes, I have seen that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, trust your gut and really embrace simplicity. Any program you bring to me, anything that you want to do, I'm going to cut out two-thirds of it and make it simpler. Just understand that there is almost always a path to making things simpler. And it's not, and again, it goes back to getting help, because a lot of times it's very difficult to see what that simpler path is when it's all on you and it's just you alone.
Yeah, and I've been working with my virtual assistants for quite some time now, and we continue to evolve as to what that picture looks like. But finding help, getting assistance, taking things off your plate that you should not be doing is incredibly important. And so even if you tweak that as the relationship changes or your business changes, it's very important to use assistance. So I'm glad that you also teach your clients to do that. There are things we just should not be doing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, share what your goals are for 2018, because 30 minutes just runs by so quickly that we are running out of time already. And I want to know what's inspiring you to move forward this year.
Well, I had a goal for this year. So one of the things that I'm very proud of in my business is I got to multiple six figures in my business without massive technology, without having an online funnel, without any of this. So a lot of people are hearing things out in our market space that you've got to have your online funnel and you've got to have like this massive online presence. And I know there are people who are very averse to it and they judge themselves like, oh, well, if I don't do this, I'll never get to a really nice income. So I have gotten to this very nice income, and now I am building out some of that online, those online systems. And they are ironically to teach people how to get to 200,000 without doing Facebook ads is kind of the thinking behind it. So my goal changed mid-year because I applied for a very high-level mentorship. It was a contest, and so I had to – I thought, okay, so my next – like in the next year, I want to hit the half-million mark. And so I sat down with my financial person. We did the projections for that, and so that I'll hit a million in 3 years. And that just was very inspiring. And this is one of the things I also, another tip is reach beyond where you think you are. Women tend to apply, like men and women. Men apply for jobs they're 60% qualified for. Women apply for jobs only if they're 110% qualified. So what's inspiring me this year is to look for things that I'm 60% qualified for and really go for it. Because the fact is that when those things happen, I'm going to catch up to them. It will stretch me, it will excite me way more than saying, okay, I'm going to grow by 10%, 10%, 10%. That isn't inspiring to me at all. So I'm thinking of the things that I'm going to be qualified for in 3 years, and I'm applying for them, I'm going for them today. It's terrifying, but it's also really exciting.
Awesome. I love it. Well, thank you for sharing that, because I do think that women shortchange themselves, and I constantly think that I'm dreaming bigger than I did last year. But then, like you, when I realized the financial projections or the goals that I reach in half the time I thought I would, I thought, wow, I was still playing small, even though I thought I was playing big. And so it's a continual challenge to ourselves to think bigger than we ever have.
Absolutely. And thinking for ourselves about what it is bigger. I mean, I got to be honest, I've been around million-dollar earners and, you know, multi-million-dollar company owners, and I start to go, oh gosh, that's what I should be shooting for. Oh gosh, and I feel small, and I'm like, oh, I only make $200,000, and it completely downplays when we compare, and it keeps us stuck. So there are people out there, and they get in my audiences, and they're like, I'd really just like to make $60,000, so I don't know if I should really explore working with you. It's like, you know, if that's your goal, stand up for it, and
absolutely.
If once you get there, you decide you want six figures or multiple six figures, we can move it. But what you believe in and what inspires you, whatever that number is, maybe it's 25,000 while working a full-time job. Maybe it's 10 million. I'm not going to decide that for you, but my goals, I hope they inspire you to really embrace what you want, not shoot for what I want. I'm so not interested in people having the same goals as me. It's just not important.
Absolutely. Yeah, thank you for that. Well, Mary, we are out of time, and I want to give you a chance for people who have been inspired by hearing you today to connect with you further. So share where your website is and where they can find you online, if you would, please.
Absolutely. So I have two great resources. One is website More Clients, Less Marketing. There's a great explainer video, a webinar, like a lot of great resources right there. So moreclientslessmarketing.com. Or if you'd like to see like everything I've got, and I've got resources and all kinds of stuff, you can go straight to my regular website, simplygetclients.com. So either of those, you're going to find a wealth of resources. If you'd really like to dig into some of the learning at a deeper level, More Clients, Less Marketing is your best bet.
Excellent. Thank you so much for being on the show today, and thank you to my listeners around the world who are listening to Thrive, A Woman's Journey to Victory. If you would like to connect with me further to be a guest or become a client or just chat more, you can go to roycetalks.com or coachingwithroyce.com. You can also connect with me on social media on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram. So thank you so much for joining us today, and I look forward to seeing you again next time on Thrive, A Woman's Journey to Victory.